It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo, indeed it is hump day, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Let's have a conversation. Thank you so much for joining us. Each of you have a purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were put here for a reason, and one of those reasons is that we have a country that we have to work to save, this American idea, this country that was founded on this idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It is worth fighting for, and my gosh, it looks like it's on the ropes there. So welcome. It's great to have you here. It is Wednesday. That means it's also Wings Day over at Hooters Restaurants, which is a great sponsor of the show. And if you buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free, and that is for dine-in or to-go. They have five locations. That is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. They're a great sponsor of both of the shows, The Kim Munson Show, as well as America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson. And they also have happy hour specials Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. for dine-in only. And just great specials, half off some of their great appetizers, as well as some very reasonable prices that have not inflated regarding some of their drinks. So be sure and check that out. I am blessed to work with a great team, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Steve, it is a bit of a solemn day. It looks like Gavin Newsom is going to retain the governorship of California, even though he's one of those that says the rules are for thee, not for me. I'm a little surprised that the numbers are what they are, but, you know, it was a good effort, and at least it was a bit of a wake-up call there that people are not as happy as those on the radical, progressive, activist, Democrat side like to say they are. But I was hoping that he would be unseated.
You say you're a little surprised. I'm in shock and mourning, and I'm going to be slow in the draw today all day because I can't believe California collectively had an opportunity to improve their lives, and they passed it by. I mean, they're saying that the margin now is as high as 66%, and I just can't get my head around the fact that, you know, the left is so firmly entrenched.
Yes, I think that's the thing that is certainly of great concern. We talk about election integrity, and it'll be interesting to kind of take a look at that. That's a rather strong number for him to retain that seat. Yes, it is a somber day because elections do have consequences, and he will probably take this as a message that he can even use his iron fist even more on the people of California. And so it is a bit of a somber day, and elections do have consequences. And as Lincoln said, the ballot is even stronger than the bullet here because of all the power that he's going to continue to wield over the people of California. So it is a somber day for sure. I'd recommend people check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well, and I appreciate all of your support. We are an independent voice as we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to use force to implement it. And I am so excited about our America's Veterans Stories this Sunday that we'll broadcast from 3 to 4 p.m. as well as 10 to 11 p.m. And a little later this morning, we are going to record the interview with Marine veteran Captain Doug Chamberlain. He has written a book, Bury Him, a memoir of the Vietnam War. He is also a sponsor of the show. And I was talking to one of his colleagues and said, Captain Chamberlain is really revered in the ranks of Cooper's Troopers, which is a group of combat Marines that meet up in North Denver on a regular basis. And I am so excited to get to do this interview a little bit later this morning, Steve.
Well, I was going to ask, right off the top of my head, I mean, the connection. I always interested in how you meet these guys, and so many have come through Cooper's Troopers. So here's just another one of the many.
Yes, and it will be a very important interview, and that will broadcast this Sunday, 3 to 4 p.m. and 10 to 11 as well. And as we look at our country, really is in deep peril, Steve, and that's why what our friends up at Constitution Week are doing in Grand Lake is so important. And in segments 3 and 4, we'll talk with really the founder of U.S. Constitution Week, and that's Tom Goodfellow. And they are awarding their coroner the American Patriot Award. And we'll talk with her also. And you will not want to miss this. It is very important to understand what is going on there and why Brenda Bach will be receiving that award. And check out Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. It's going on right now. I'll be up there this weekend emceeing the main event. And very excited about that, Steve.
Well, I want to give anything away for later in the show, but our promo for today pretty much outlined it. I think it's fascinating, the reason that Brenda is getting this award, but we'll wait another 30 minutes or so to find out.
For sure. So I thought some Constitution quotes would certainly be in order. And so this is from Albert Einstein, and he was a German-born theoretical physicist, widely acknowledged to be one of the great physicists of all time. He's known for developing the theory of relativity, but he also made important contributions to the development and theory of quantum mechanics. He was born in 1879. He died in 1955. And this is what he said about our Constitution. He said, "The strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Only if every single citizen feels duty-bound to do his share in this defense are the constitutional rights secure." And that is from Albert Einstein. We always think about him when we think about science, but just when you look at this comment about the Constitution, it just blows me away.
Yes, E equals MC squared. I was looking at it earlier and thinking, here's a German-born person comes to the U.S. and cares enough about what he's done with his life in terms of leaving his native country to understand why the Constitution is important and what's really behind it.
Well, most definitely. And again, here is somebody that has that was born in another country and understands the importance of this. So again, my friends, it is up to each and every one of us to understand it and to defend it. So this week, Constitution Day is September 17th. Be sure and read the Constitution, and it is our responsibility to defend that. And one of those things, as many of you know, as we're looking at the issues that will be on the 2021 November ballot here in Colorado, and we are taking a strong stand against this LEAP initiative. It's Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Plan. And ostensibly, it's a new marijuana tax for the children. But as I look at this, it's totally antithetical to representative government. It puts in place a 9-member board that is appointed by this governor. They choose their replacements. So they are unaccountable. They're unelected. They're unaccountable to the voter, to the legislature, or to the Board of Education. And they have taxing powers, and they choose all the vendors of which, quote unquote, parents could choose for after school programs. I will ask you to really think about this, though. Would we need after school programs if we were using the school day to focus on reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history, teaching our kids to critical think about what these issues, what people are saying? If we were focusing our teachers' resources and their time on that, and the school day on that, instead of critical race theory and sexualizing our kids through the LGBTQ Planned Parenthood curriculum, we would not need after-school programs. The other thing is do we really want to have government have our kids from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. We need to make sure that we're parents and that we are parenting our kids and we know what's going on. So
can I comment?
A strong no on that. Yes, you can, Producer Steve.
Well, you went to the nitty-gritty of it, and you're right on. But I want to say, at its highest level, we talk about government creating problems that they can come back and fix, you know, because they look good doing it. This is a classic example.
It is a classic example of that. So the answer must be no on this, because the Constitution, it was put in place to keep government in its lane. We've seen this administrative bureaucratic state. It's out of control. This puts in another bureaucracy to do so. And again, taxing powers and accountable to no one. And it just puts something in place. I know we've got some good folks. They have their names on it as endorsers. They were sold that this is a strategic step towards school vouchers. It is not. Look at the players. They are not friends of freedom in education. And so we are a strong no on that. Before we get over to Casper Stockham, I also wanted to, again, bring up Senate Bill 21-142 and Section E, what it says there. Now, the left, again, this is a abortion bill, but in this it says every person has a right to privacy with respect to personal health decisions, free from coercion or interference from the government. So, my friends, when you are presented with the possibility you might lose your job if you don't get the jab, bring this out. Governor Polo signed this May 21st of 2021. It says that we are free from coercion, and that means that your employer should be free from coercion as well and interference from the government. So be sure and pull that out. But we know that elections have consequences. But as we are going to the ballot box, we need to make sure that we have candidates that are running that really believe in this American idea. And my friend Casper Stockham has stepped into this to address this with his organization, America First Republicans, which is training candidates to run and win office. Casper Stockham, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim, it's good to be with you. It's some great topics you're talking about today.
Well, and it was a big weekend because it was the recognition of the anniversary of 9/11, and you had three different events. I had the great honor to join you out at Kiowa Sporting Club for Kiowa Creek Sporting Club for the event that you had out there. That was a big success, Casper, as you were you're raising money to put forward what you guys are doing. You had Albert Guillory in for Louisiana, and he's running for lieutenant governor. Did I hear somebody say that?
Well, officially, unofficially, right now.
So official, okay.
But, it will
he's
be.
He's kicking the idea around.
Yeah. He's exploring what they call it, his exploratory committee or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the people of, I hope he does that, first of all, and that the people of Louisiana will elect him to do that. But it was a great event. Yeah. Congratulations on the success of that.
Yes. We had three events. One Friday night, it was just a straight remembrance of 9/11. And we also honored the 13 fallen warriors in Afghanistan. In fact, we did that three times over the weekend. So we honored them three times. We got some of that on video, so we're going to be putting out those videos soon. It was just a time to not just remember, but also start to get some patriots lined up, because you know we need more warriors in the fight, and that's what America First Republicans is all about, is training up some warriors to get into these races all across our state. You know, there are spots that go unchallenged every cycle. And then, you know, like this deal out in California, I mean, I had high hopes for some reason. You know, I just felt that the momentum was moving in a way that that they were going to remove him. And, it didn't happen. So, but we have to keep moving on. We have to make sure our elections are solid and there's no shenanigans going on, because there were shenanigans going on in the California race as well.
Yes, and I think that we'll probably be shedding light on that. I got to think people will be looking at that for sure. But the other thing is, we have to have candidates that are running that really care about the American idea and the Constitution, and that is what you are training with America Absolutely. First Republicans. I know you have a class that is coming up soon. And it may not be that you want to be a candidate. If you want to help a candidate, you're yeah. also training people in that arena as well. So tell us just a little bit about that, Casper.
Yeah, so the class is coming up. It's an advanced candidate training class, but even folks that take it, they wind up either really wanting to be a candidate or just really wanting to help a candidate. So they know at the end of the course whether you know which direction they want to go in. But we have many of the graduates just go on to help candidates that they like and support. So I always tell people, because I get this question all the time, you know, what can we do? You know, we see what happens in California and what's happening here in Colorado. What can we do? Well, you can either do something yourself, you know, start something, or you can support someone who's doing something, you know. So you can support, you know, the Kim Munson Show. You can support America First Republicans. You can support a candidate that you like, you know, that's talking about is and fighting for your values. And then people start to question, well, how do I know they're going to continue that once they get in office? Well, look at what they're doing now. You know, who are they now? You know, don't worry about what they're going to be in D.C. What are they doing right now? So that's what we're training up. We're training them on the Constitution and the Republican Party platform, which sounds kind of strange, but very few Republicans follow the platform. Our next class is the 25th of this month, here in a couple weeks. So there's still room to sign up for that class. It's in person and online at the same time, so they don't have to be in the Denver metro area. They could be anywhere in the state. Actually, we have some students that are joining us this time, and one of them is in New York.
Okay.
So you
well,
can
that
be anywhere
is in the country. That is fantastic. How can people get more information about this, Casper?
They can go to America First Republicans, this FRIST, Republicans with an S, .us. America First Republicans, .us.
Okay, Casper, thank you so much. This is so important. And again, that's America First Republicans, .us. Keep us in the loop on what you're doing because elections matter, candidates matter, and you're doing great work. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with a candidate for school board. There's a number of school board elections that are occurring all across the state, and I'm just so encouraged by the people that are stepping forward to run for office. And we'll be talking with Aaron Salt when we come back. He is running for school board in District 20. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I am thrilled to have on the line with me Aaron Salt. He is a school board candidate for District 20. And we are realizing how important these school board races are. Aaron Salt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
You're running for District 20. Now, where is that exactly, Aaron?
So it's in El Paso County. Essentially, the lines are, it's a little rougher than this, but Woodman Road up to Baptist Road and then Black Forest west to the Academy.
Okay. And why have you decided to run for school board?
So I ran 2 years ago in 2019, and I was not elected. Over the past 2 years, things have gotten worse, not better. We're seeing a lot more divisive things that come into play. And frankly, before I thought getting good people elected was the right thing to do. And what I've realized is we don't just need good people to get elected. We need good people who are strong leaders to get elected, who are willing to push back against some of these social agendas.
And speaking of social agendas, the big questions out there really are two things. First of all, where do you stand on curriculum, on CRT, critical race theory, or any of its relatives?
Yeah, so 100% opposed to critical race theory. It has no business being in our schools at all. It's Marxist doctrine, and it's something that, you know, we have fought for decades as a society to keep out of our culture. Number one. Number two, it's CRT is just false, right? I mean, it's not based in truth, and I think our kids should learn true history, not fake history. It's divisive in nature. We're pitting young kids against each other, which is never a recipe for success, especially at such a critical time in our society. We need unity. We don't need to be feeding division at such young levels. And on top of that, it takes personal responsibility away from students who are struggling by telling them it's just the system that you're in. And so, you know, among other reasons, those are like the main things that I'm just opposed to CRT completely.
Well, and it also, the other thing in curriculum is the whole sexualization of our children. And
oh, yeah.
Aaron, as I've looked at this, I mean, there is only a finite amount of time in a school day. Teachers only have a finite amount of time as well.
Absolutely.
And so there's choices on how you spend that time. And if we are spending time on critical race theory, which divides people, it teaches hate, it teaches racism, instead of uniting people. And then also this whole sexualizing of our kids, instead of the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, critical thinking, science, history, civics, you have to make a choice how you spend the school day. And I think, you know, I've talked with other people that are running for school board as well, and I thank all of you for doing that. But COVID-19, the reaction and disruption to COVID-19, the Wuhan, China virus, there's a lot of really positive things there, because I continue to hear more and more parents say they're watching their kids online. They're like, you're learning what? I've even heard that there were some school districts that wanted parents to sign off that they were not going to be in the room when their kids were doing online learning. And if that's the case, I'm going to be in the room to see what's going on. And parents were in the room and they didn't like it. And so this is now, the veil is off. And what's it look like for your race? Is it the school, are the teacher unions in there playing again big time, or what's going on?
So the teachers unions here in District 20 are not, they don't have a collective bargaining agreement. They would love to get one, which is why it's critical that we keep their candidates out. But they do have candidates that they put up, that they sow and they feed. And they help groom for these positions, and we've seen that happen over the years. So they drop some money in there, and so their efforts, although are not strong at any given race, it's the background that they do, the history, and how they help groom these candidates for the positions that make them very difficult candidates. And so we have a couple that are in this race that are really, they're going to be tough to beat from a that teachers union perspective. It has me a little concerned, because we already have some progressive members on the school board. And if we're not careful, we could easily, there's 10 candidates in here for three seats. And so, you know, what we need to do is make sure that we're not creating an easy path for victory for the teachers union candidates to come on and take over a majority of that support.
Okay, so now explain that one more time. How many candidates for how many seats?
We have 10 candidates for 3 seats.
Okay, and does a candidate, so for the 3 seats, are they by districts? Does everybody
nope,
in the district vote for them, or
large.
How does that work?
Yeah, it's all at large here in District 20. So everyone can vote for anyone.
And how many seats on the board?
3. Oh, well, 5 total. 3 on this election. So it's a critical election.
Okay. So there's you, and is there other conservative candidates as well?
There are several conservative candidates that are running at this point. Tom LaValle is currently on the school board. He is running for re-election. He has been a voice for the conservative, you know, way of life and values. And so, you know, I am really excited that he's running for re-election at this point.
And again, what is his name?
Tom LaValle.
Okay. Okay. And yes, the school board races, this is for our children. And yesterday I quoted Lenin, Vladimir Lenin, on a couple of different things. And he basically said, give me your four-year-olds and we'll have a socialist state. And
if you give me your children, I will control the nation.
Yes, exactly. That's another reason why I'm so opposed to this LEAP initiative that's going to be on the ballot, this ostensibly a marijuana tax for the children, but it creates an after-school program where it's basically unaccountable to the voters, to the legislature, and also unaccountable to the Department of Education. So that is a big no on that as well. Let me ask you the other big question out there, though, Aaron, and that is forced masking of our children. What's your stand on that?
I don't endorse any sort of medical mandates at all. I don't think it has a role. One of my biggest pieces of my platform, I founded a charter school, and it's one of the core values for our charter school, is parents' rights. Parents should have the authority and the responsibility to determine the education and direct the education of their children. And so any time that I am making that decision for parents, I am not doing what I believe is actually best for students. The number one predictor of academic success is parental involvement. So anything we can do to keep that decision as local as possible, it doesn't get more local than the house.
Well, and it's really interesting that you bring up the word local, because I served on city council, and all the time we hear local government is where it's at, and that is true, or local is where it's at. But I was thinking about it, and first and foremost, the most local is not your city council or your school board or your HOA. The most local where it starts is with you. So it's with you and your family, and then it goes from there. But you ultimately should have the authority over your life. Of course, liberty is the responsible exercise of freedom. So you certainly have to be a good neighbor and all those kinds of things. But local government, and so local families being able to make those decisions, is where the power really should be, Aaron. How can people get more information about you?
Absolutely. So all the information you would need, or at least as a hub, would be at aaronsalt.org. That's Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Salt, S-A-L-T.org. You can donate. You can reach me. My cell phone number's on there. So feel free, if you have questions, reach out, text me. Happy to chat with anyone who has questions or concerns.
Okay, and I'm recommending people have their election exercise program. That's adopt a candidate. And instead of going to the gym, pick up some flyers and go walk these neighborhoods for these candidates, because these races are so important. So, Aaron Salt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. And I have lots of flyers.
Okay. So definitely help Aaron out there. And before we go to break, one of our great sponsors of both of our shows is Lauren Levy. He is a mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group. And inflation is rearing its ugly, ugly head, over 8%. Lauren, what are you thinking about these inflation numbers?
I mean, I'm seeing them. You and I talked about this, you know, just about each week. So we know they're out there. I'm seeing them in my everyday life when I get gas or do anything else like that. But as we've talked about, Kim, the one place that we're not seeing them yet, thankfully for what I do, is in mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are still remaining low.
Well, and at some point in time, that is going to change. And Lauren, what is so frustrating to me is that this inflation that we're seeing is not the healthy inflation. It's not the inflation of a healthy economy where it's growing and people have more money in their pocket and more demand for goods and services. This is a government-induced inflation. And interest rates really are at a government-induced low right now. And so at some point in time, I think they're going to be forced to raise these rates. And so, and I'm also, we're going to talk to Karen tomorrow. I'm seeing more houses on the market. So this may be an opportunity for people if they're trying to buy a house, or obviously if they want to do some kind of refinancing, this is a good time to do that. And also you help people with these reverse mortgages as well, because with interest rates so low, those on fixed incomes are having a heck of a time finding any yield or yield without a lot of risk. And so a reverse mortgage might be a good idea for them.
That's right. And, you know, with the government and the Federal Reserve helping to keep interest rates artificially low, that's a, you know, that can be considered a problem on its own. But for right now, it's an opportunity for people, because if you can take a half point, three quarters, or a full point off your mortgage rate and save a few hundred dollars a month, that can tremendously help you offset other inflation in your life and be a point of, you know, pain relief, actually. And along with reverse mortgages, like you say, it can let people tap into the equity in their home that they really, the only way they can normally tap into that is to sell the house or take out an equity line that they have to repay. So a reverse can be a great tool for a lot of people as well.
But that's something that certainly you want to make sure everybody in the family understands what's going on. And that's so right. It's not for everybody. And I know that you really help families navigate that particular choice. How can people get more information if they want to reach out to you, Lauren?
The best way is to give us a call. The number is 303-880-8881.
Again, that's 303-880-8881, Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. He is there for any mortgage questions that you have. Lauren, thanks so much. And I think you and Karen are going to be in studio next week. We're trying to get that all worked out.
Yep, that's right.
We're looking forward to it. Okay, Lauren, have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Tom Goodfellow in the next segment, and then Tom and Brenda Bach. She is the coroner in Grand County, and she is receiving the American Patriot Award. And this week is Constitution Week up in Grand Lake, Colorado. We're going to go to break. We'll talk with Tom when we come back.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure to check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And we see all kinds of force out there. The Constitution was put in place to keep government, politicians, bureaucrats, interested parties in their lane. We are supposed to have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that is why our Constitution is so important. What the community of Grand Lake is doing up here in Grand Lake, Colorado, is remarkable. They are celebrating their 10th anniversary of Constitution Week, and one of the founders of this is Tom Goodfellow. He's on the line with me. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Kim. Appreciate you having us.
Well, I am so excited to join you this weekend. We'll be up there. Patty, my researcher, is coming with me for the main event on Saturday, which is a parade and a flyover, and Joshua Dunn is going to be speaking regarding trading freedom for security and the psychology of centralization, and he is a professor at University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. Just really excited. How's things going, though? The weather looks like it's good. How's the first 2 days been?
Well, I think it kind of reminds me of the lineup of the New York Yankees in the 1960s, when you start out with John Eastman, and then you go to Robin Hiddleston, and then you go to Thomas Cranwitter. That's quite a lineup to get us started. So I don't see how it can get much better than that. So we're very blessed up here to have those guys up here and have taken such an interest in Constitution Week.
Yes, that is quite a lineup for sure. And then today is the trivia contest, and I know Mike Tompkins is going to be handling that. Can people still sign up for that? And that starts at 3 today. What does that look like?
It's happening. They're also he's going to hold it in one of the local restaurant bars up here, and we'll be doing that at Rockies. But you can also, this is a nationwide trivia contest. So what you can do is, the details are on Constitution Week Facebook page. Anybody in the country can participate in this. So it's a nationwide trivia contest. And we've had people from Ohio win. We've had people participate from Florida. So it's growing. It's good.
And you can put together a team, right? Because if you are afraid that you don't know everything about it, you can put together a team. Is there a limit to the number of people on a team?
No, the only thing that we ask is, it's all on the honor system, just like golf. So you just have to, we have to trust each other. So I think you have to call that virtue.
I think so. So no politicians or bureaucrats or interested parties apply. Ha, ha, ha. No, I'm there's no. And when I say there are really fine people that are in government as well. But when I speak about politicians, when I look at people that are in office for so long, this was never the way it was supposed to be. People were supposed to come in and serve like our founding fathers. George Washington, he could have served for another term or more, but he felt it was important that we have citizen servants that were representing us. And when we get politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties involved, and our founders wanted to limit that, we see where we're at right now. And that's why Constitution Week is so important, Tom, is for people to understand what this whole thing is supposed to look like and continue to work to reclaim that for our country.
Yeah, well, that's correct. And I've been watching this grow for 10 years, and I've come down to the fact that one of the most important or the biggest, one of the biggest problems we have right now isn't the Constitution, it's virtue. And until we start looking at ourselves and start understanding how our founding fathers, how they thought that virtue was so important ingredient, you cannot have a constitutional republic without citizens that have virtue. It will not work. It will not stand. To me, that's the biggest problem.
And when you think about virtue, I immediately am going to the Judeo-Christian worldview. And I remember Dennis Prager had talked about the Ten Commandments, and was there one commandment that was more important than the other? And it seems to me that he said that he thought that do not steal is one of the most important commandments. And that's do not steal other people's stuff, but do not steal, obviously, their life through murder. Do not steal their stuff at the point of a gun. But we see, really, I think, a lot of theft now through public policy. And with the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus reaction disruption, to have politicians and bureaucrats come in and say that, oh, this one business is essential, but in essence, stealing the opportunity of somebody else's life because we're not essential. This is one of the most unvirtuous things that can occur, but we're all doing this under the guise of keeping people safe, protecting people, but it was a veiled theft of people's hopes and dreams. And I think that that is very unvirtuous, Tom Goodfellow.
Yes. And on Joshua Dunn on Saturday, he's talking about trading freedom for security. And that's exactly what's going on. But what we're doing is, there's too many people that are trading their paycheck instead of being virtuous. And so that's a huge problem. And when are people like we're going to have Brenda Bach on? We need more Brenda Bachs. And although she's an elected representative, she's the standard. That's what we need. And we can talk about the Constitution all we want, but if we can't turn around this I keep hitting on this virtue thing. I'm so convinced that's the biggest problem we have. And the progressive left, I don't, there's no way that they understand that at all.
Or they do. Those that adhere to the Marxist view, and that is really what the progressive activists that have taken over the Democrat Party. It's really a Marxist ideology, and a Marxist ideology is there is no middle class. And the American idea has this big, broad middle class because it's based on virtue, if you will, of people being able to pursue their happiness with, as you say, with virtue. That's without stealing or without, just capitalism, true capitalism, where people are trading value for value, and both sides of the equation do well. And that is what the American idea also is about, is capitalism, where people can actually go out into the economy and pursue their happiness and provide products. And again, it's all virtue. None of it's stealing. None of it's coercion. None of it is force. It's all about liberty. And that is really what the founders have put in place. What's your final thought on this whole virtue thing? Because it is very important, and we don't talk about that much these days, and we do need to reclaim that, Tom Goodfellow.
Well, you remember when we went back, we had David Clark on,
right?
I think in 2016, which was a great. And so we did a CD on it. And on here, I'm going to quote Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Only virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters." And that is exactly where we are. And I until we can turn that ship, that part of the ship around, it's going to continue. But I think it's going to be a slow grind, and we have to be patient. And I know what happened in California. I didn't get the numbers yet, but I heard what you said. And so we got to be patient and keep pushing forward.
We do have to be patient. And Tom, I am encouraged, though, with I'm talking to candidates out there, everyday people. There is a huge awakening that is occurring. And of course, here you've been doing this for 10 years at U.S. Constitution Week, and it grows every year. And one other thing before we get over to Brenda is this is all volunteer. And I know that you all do a tremendous amount of work, but this is a volunteers in the community coming together to make this happen. And I just love that about this event.
Yeah, and, you know, we have our... certainly do have our critics. Most of the critics that we have are people that have never even come to one of the presentations, which is, you know, not surprising anymore. And I think part of it for some of us was when Barack Obama said fundamental transformation of America. I think some of us took it seriously. And that was part of the inspiration, because we're witnessing that right now also.
We really are, but it doesn't have to be this transformation of dividing us. And again, this government induced inflation, I am so concerned about. There's no free lunch. This free money that's just arriving in people's accounts is just, it's unconscionable, because somebody has to pay that for that. And it's either going to be it'll be our children, or it will be through this government induced inflation. But Tom Goodfellow, a couple of things. Accommodations, people can reach out to the Chamber of Commerce and they can help them with accommodations if they want to come up. Are the Aspen turning already? Because normally when I get up there, they are.
Yes, we're right on schedule, Kim. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. Tom Cranwetter did a podcast yesterday out with Grand Lake in the background, the water of Grand Lake, and it's just with the aspen turning golden. It's just drop dead gorgeous right now.
Okay. So. It's one of my favorite places in the whole world. Now you've started a new award, and we're going to talk with Brenda Bach when we come back from break, because it's a very important award. I'm excited to have her join us here on the line. I'm talking with Tom Goodfellow. He's one of the founders of U.S. Constitution Week. You can get more information at GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. I'd love to have you come up and join us on Saturday for the main event. And one other thing, you're going to have a flyover, correct, Tom?
Yeah. So last year we had a C-130, but this year four F-16s. And so we're very, very excited about that. They have actually been practicing for the last few days. So that is going to be – it's not easy to get a flyover. We had to go through the Pentagon and through the FAA to get something like that. So they're finally taking notice, I think. So we're – another good thing happening.
Oh, my gosh. And that's at noon on Saturday. The parade, let's see – the parade starts at 10:30, and the event in the park is at 11, and then the flyover is at 12. Dot Cero will have a concert at 2, and the fireworks are at 8:30 over the lake. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So, Tom Goodfellow, stay on the line. We're going to go to bring Brenda Bach in. Before we do that, though, another great sponsor of the show is Castlegate Knife and Tool. Love them. It is Hal and Linnea Van Herkey. They are entrepreneurs. They have this great little business in Staley, Colorado. They have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. Whether or not you need that new kitchen knife, or you're a sportsman, a collector, how about a gift, whether or not it's an anniversary or a birthday, a wedding gift, they are the place to go. And that is Castlegate.com, Castlegate.com. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Tom Goodfellow and Brenda Bach.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is Tom Goodfellow. He is one of the founders of U.S. Constitution Week up in Grand Lake. You can get more information at GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. And it is truly the premier Constitution Week in all of America, for sure. And would love to have you join us. The main event is on Saturday. There will be a church service in the park on Sunday as well. That's a new event. Tom Goodfellow, another new thing that is occurring is the American Patriot Award. And Brenda Bach will be receiving that award this Saturday. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, this actually made national news, and it's about, and this just makes me furious, that we cannot produce accurate statistics on COVID-19. And if you don't have accurate statistics, it just destroys the validity of what we're looking at. And so there's so much mistrust. And Brenda, she has just stood on this and has tried to fix it, and has continued that fight for quite some time. And that, once again, we're getting back to virtue, and she didn't stand for it. And so she has done, I think, everything she can. And the letter that I have even is signed by the county commissioners. So Brenda can tell us a lot more about that. And so that's what this is about.
And because she is standing on principle, she will be receiving the American Patriot Award from Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week on Saturday. Brenda Bach is the coroner in Grand County. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what has happened? Why are you getting, does Tom think this is so important that you are receiving this award? What has happened?
You know, it's embarrassing for me because I think I'm getting an award for telling the truth and for standing up for what is right. And to me, that's what we should all be doing every day. And I know it doesn't happen, but that's the kind of person I am. If I believe in something, I stand up and fight for it. And that's what's been happening with the numbers for the COVID deaths. I'm a small county. I'm able to look at those numbers and keep track of those numbers all the time. And I call the state out on them. And I'm sure every time they see the phone ring and they see it's me, they don't want to answer it. Because I do give them a hard time and I question them about everything. But that's something I think as an elected official and just as a U.S. citizen, we should be questioning stuff like that, not just take their word for face value. We need to know the truth of what's going on.
Well, and one of the things, to my understanding, that really flagged you was there was two deaths in Grand County in November, and it turned out that you were doing an investigation and were determined after the investigation that the people died from gunshot wounds. But when you looked at the reporting from the state, even before your investigation was complete, they had been noted as COVID deaths. Now, how do you know that? Is their name there? And then does it say cause of death COVID? Or how did you figure that out?
Well, like I said, because I'm a small county, I'm able to keep track of that on the state website. And then Grand County also has a website. I was still doing the investigation. It was a homicide-suicide. And the next day, it showed up on our state count. And I
COVID
understand
death.
That because as a COVID death, because I was still in the middle of the investigation, and I hadn't even signed a death certificate yet. And they had told us that's where they get their numbers is from the death certificates. And yet, it showed up the very next day as two COVID deaths. And so, yeah, needless to say, I was a little furious.
But they haven't changed it yet. This is one of the reasons I think also that you're getting the award is because you are really working to try to get this changed. And that was November of 2020. We're now in September of 2021. Right. And, of course, they're using these numbers to implement all kinds of draconian actions on Coloradans. And then when we realize that the numbers aren't accurate, that's a big problem, Brenda.
It is a big problem. And that's why when I went to my county commissioners and I alerted them about this, I told them, I said, you know, it's not right. And so they encouraged me to write a letter to the governor and they also signed it. And just wanting the truth to be on there. And then I questioned them, why are they on there? And they came back with the excuse that because they'd had COVID within 28 days, that's considered a COVID death. And I said they weren't on quarantine anymore. They, you know, it had absolutely nothing to do with COVID-19. But because they had tested positive within 28 days, it would be counted. And I've even had coroners from all over the United States that have contacted me and say they've had motor vehicle accidents. They've had, you know, just regular accidents or other deaths. And they show up as COVID-19 because those people had it within 28 days of dying. So the numbers are so skewed. And are they trying to scare us into submission? I don't understand that. So I asked the governor, would he change that? And I even talked to the epidemiologist for the state and told her it's not right. And they said, well, we'll get back to you. We'll check with the other states and see how they're doing it. And then we'll let you know. Well, when I got back in touch with them. They said, well, no, all the other states are doing it the same way. And I said, but it's wrong. It's not right. And just because you're consistently wrong, it doesn't make it right. And they said, but that's what everybody else is doing, so we're going to do it. Now,
I tell you,
that's a bunch of baloney. I'm sorry, but it's not right.
I tell you what, we get some nuggets on this show, and that was wrong. I mean, that was fantastic. Brenda Bach, thank you so much. Tom Goodfellow, let's have you button this up here, because if you're consistently wrong, that doesn't make it right. I just love that. So we have about a minute. Brenda, I can't wait to meet you in person. You are a true patriot. You are a true hero. And this is a very well-deserved award, because it is not easy to do what you're doing. I thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And Tom Goodfellow, we have a minute. How do you want to button this up for our listeners today?
Well, I'll button it up by Brenda's story. I'm going to go back to virtue again. And the governor, Polis, works for us. And when in my lifetime, running businesses and running operations, you want to have truth. You want to have statistics. This looks to me I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that this is nefarious. And we all just need to wake up and realize that it is. And until more of us wake up and see what's going on, it's not going to change. But the governor is wrong. He's not doing his job. And the immunologist that Brenda talked, she isn't doing her job. And just because the CDC says that that's the way we're going to do it, even though it's wrong, is wrong, as it perfectly stated. And I'm still mad about it.
And well, and
can you imagine all the things we know that we don't know about?
Oh, I know it. So I am so grateful, Tom Goodfellow, for U.S. Constitution Week, and I can't wait to see all of you this weekend at the main event. So thank you so much. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Okay. And our quote for today is from Benjamin Franklin. He said, "The Constitution only gives people the right to pursue happiness. You have to catch it yourself." So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.